At the moment, Ireland has no facilities available for women who experience severe mental health difficulties during pregnancy or after birth. Hopefully, in 2 years' time, this will all have changed. The country's first specialised unit to cater for mothers and their babies after birth has been given the green light to be open and operational by the end of 2024. The new unit will be based out of either St Vincent's Hospital or Holles Street, and it's hoped to be in place by the final quarter of 2024. However, the project itself was proposed 5 years ago, and there are 20 similar units already operational in Britain. So why are we so tardy in this regard? I'm joined by Dr. Chrisia Lynch, who is the chair of the Association for Improvements in the Maternity Services in Ireland. Chrisia, good morning and welcome.
Thanks very much, Pat, and thanks for having me on to air this very important topic.
Now, the question is, though, how prevalent a problem is this? I mean, how many mothers out of 100 would experience mental health difficulties either before the birth, during the birth, after the birth?
Yes, and I think that's one of the things that we've done in our society really is we focused, because it's the right thing to do, on the safety of mothers and babies, and we focused very much on the physical aspect. So a lot of our clinicians would be heavily focused on physical issues. But what we've done in that sense is that we've divided off the sort of holistic experience of giving birth, which involves mental and emotional issues, and also to some extent perhaps even spiritual issues. So what we do have is we have people who go through this huge rite of passage. And for some people, it's a breeze. You know, they end up with a happy baby in their arms. They're happy, mother and baby are fine. But for many people, there are perhaps unknown or known triggers that lead to them having slightly more difficult experiences. So we know that in the postnatal period, more or less 17 to 20% of people will have things like perhaps low-grade postnatal depression, postnatal anxiety. We know that.
And now, what you're talking about is what many people refer to colloquially as the baby blues.
Exactly.
Now, that is not really what you're concentrating on for this, because there are rather more severe problems that some mothers have.
Absolutely. So whilst we know that on day three, if anyone's listening and they've just had a baby, please expect on day three a huge hormonal change, and you probably will feel a bit teary. But for most women, that does clear up. But we know that for a small proportion of women, about 3% of women, there will be much more difficult perinatal mental health problems. You know, perhaps they have a history of mental illness, perhaps they've had bipolar disease, perhaps they had a very traumatic birth experience, so they're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, or perhaps they have schizophrenia, perhaps psychosis. So these are slightly different from what we call sort of low-level clinical issues. They're much more associated with specialist perinatal mental health issues.
Okay, so in this situation, if it were not around childbirth, someone with these kind of serious issues would go to seek psychiatric help, which would be in a psychiatric hospital or a private psychiatrist or whatever. And that's really what mothers in this situation with a brand new baby have to do if they want to get that kind of help. The addition of this unit would change that, because mother and baby could attend.
Absolutely, Pat. So at the moment, we have a situation where if people feel that they're very unwell, they're going to be referred to psychiatrist or psychological help. And I just want to say that the mother and baby mental health units are part of a wider response. And we have responded quite well with other areas, for example, having a psychiatrist available for most units. And then what happens now is people will be referred to community care. So that means that mothers will have to be separated from their babies, and they'll go in the same facilities as anybody else in society that is having a mental health problem, which is not ideal.
No. Now, what about what the baby has to forego, which is being breastfed? What is the evidence that breastfeeding is good or bad for mental health, if any?
Yes, and as you probably know, Pat, Ireland does have one of the lowest breastfeeding rates in the world. So we always try to do everything we can to support it. And what we do know is that breastfeeding is protective of mental health problems. There's quite a lot of research out there now to support that. So ideally, we'd like to keep mum and baby together so that breastfeeding in some form can go ahead. So keeping that
the
dyad
science
is important.
Of that is quite interesting. Is it that because of the hormonal nature of childbirth and the post postnatal period and all the hormonal changes you talk about. Presumably, breastfeeding feeds into that whole system in some way.
It does, absolutely. One of the key hormones that arises during breastfeeding is oxytocin. And that, as we know, is the feel-good hormone. It has a lot of elements within there that enables mothers to bond with their baby. And that's one of the key issues you're looking at for people who have perinatal mental health issues, is to encourage that bonding. And also, when we have mothers and babies together, we're ensuring a familial response. You may have heard recently that Holles Street produced a bereavement room that was very familial in that sense, very much all the family could be there, the partner could be there, the partner could stay there, and that was a fantastic response. So this is following those footsteps really as well.
How big will this unit be in terms of the number of mothers and babies it could have at any one time?
Well, we're certainly hoping that it would be able to accommodate at least 10 dyads at any one time. One of the issues that we do have with this proposal, and we've always had with this proposal, is that it is Dublin-centric. And that does mean that we're talking about it being a national referral centre for the whole country. And one of the things that they have found in the UK, well, not in Northern Ireland, because there isn't one in Northern Ireland, but certainly in Britain, that when we have these types of units, families can visit, and it helps to accentuate a family kind of bonding mm-hmm. situation. But obviously, if there are other children and the partner lives in Donegal, it's very difficult to come down to Dublin to make those visits and to encourage that type of bonding.
The ambition, presumably, when this thing was first mooted 5 years ago, that the new maternity hospital would be open on the campus of St. Vincent's, that has been delayed. Is it likely that this unit will also be delayed? Because Holles Street, we know, is constrained for space. And the ambition probably would have been, as I say, to have it in the new hospital, which won't be built by the end of the third quarter in 2024.
It won't be. And I don't think that I think we'll probably be a bit behind what has been stated at the moment. And that's very disappointing, because mothers and babies desperately need this type of care. And in Ireland, to ensure a safe, holistic maternity care service, we should be providing it. And, you know, we would certainly advocate that if it can't come to be in Dublin, that it be looked at perhaps in a couple of smaller regional units. And that time is more of the essence than getting the perfect unit.
All right. One way or the other, we are way behind our neighbour in terms of providing this service for women, which, as you pointed out, is very badly needed. Dr. Chrisia Lynch, chair of the Association for Improvements in the Maternity Services in Ireland, AIMS, as your initials, your acronym, I suppose. Thank you very much for joining us in studio today.